Muscle Man.
You bet.
Once again, I'm Gordon Lyman with Parks and Wildlife. I'm back to talk about the third and final habitat we're going to discuss today. Mitchell Carranza from Van Fleck Junior High School has joined me in this section to help me. So we talked about the pools, we've talked about the riffles, so what's in between? This area is called the run. Runs. There's certain fish species that live within this area too that Mitchell's going to help me with in just a minute. But what I want to talk about first is what makes a run different than a pool or a riffle. Well, as you might first see, you still have quite a bit of water running through the run. The runs have, they're deeper than riffles, but they're not as deep as pools. Runs have water moving faster than the water you find in pools, but slower than the water running in the riffles. You might notice the substrate. The substrate is in between size. In the pools, remember, we had the leaf litter, we had silt and clay. In the riffles, where the water is just running very, very fast, we have these large rocks. So in the runs, we have an intermediate size substrate, usually some type of gravel. Well, let's get to the more interesting part. What are some fishes that you might find in runs? Well, Mitchell's going to net out. Once again, you can scroll down in the river ecology section of the webcast and find a picture of a typical run on a Texas river, as well as two other fish species. The first one that Mitchell's got here, and they're very lively. Both of these are minnow species. This is the black-tailed shiner. So we might be able to hold him up here. Thank you, Mitchell. You might think, well, gosh, he's pretty big to be a minnow. Well, did you know that carp or even minnows? Minnows are a very, very large family of fishes. So when people think of minnows, they usually think of a small fish, but they can be very big. Now we can go ahead and put him back in. Thanks, Mitchell. The picture of the black-tailed shiner, right off the bat, you can probably tell where he got his name. A big, large, black spot on the end of his tail. Thus his name, the black-tailed shiner. Now there are other minnow species that have black dots on their tail, but none nearly as large as the black spot on the black-tailed shiner. Thus he gets the honor and distinction of being the black-tailed shiner. The other minnow that Mitchell's going to net, that'll be one of the smaller ones. Let me think. Or a stone roller, and you'll get a very brilliant picture of those on your webcast slide. And the stone roller is a unique fish in that they have a cartilaginous ridge underneath their lip, or underneath their chin. And we know what cartilage is. That's the stuff that's in your nose. The shark we saw earlier on the video out on the oil platform, that is cartilage. The sharks are totally made up of cartilage. So they have this cartilaginous ridge under their chin that they go along the bottom. They eat algae, scraping the algae off from the rocks. And as a consequence, the rocks roll or turn along the bottom, so they get their name, stone roller. So in order for algae to be able to grow in the river, it's going to have to be in a more of a shallower area where the sunlight can penetrate the bottom, since algae is a plant. And plus, the water is going to have to be clear for the sunlight to penetrate to the bottom. So the stone rollers go along scraping the algae off from the rocks. Eating the algae is their favorite food. Since they eat algae, if you ever opened up a stone roller, you would see that his intestines are very, very, very long. This plant material is very hard to digest. And so the plant material has to stay in their gut a very, very long time for it to be digest it well. We can go ahead and put him back in. Thank you. We've got a question coming in. If we open up the black-tailed shiner, he'd have a very small gut because he eats insects. This is from Jay Frank, and the question is, do fish see color? Certainly not the way that we see color. My memory serves me right. I don't believe they actually see color at all. Why are fish so colorful? Oftentimes in nature, fishes are very colored up, and it's oftentimes the males, like in the orange-throated darter that is we showed you earlier, to attract a mate. The goal in nature is to reproduce, to make sure your species continues on. And so that's one reason fishes are very colorful. There's also some species that become very colorful because they're poisonous, and it's a warning sign that, hey, I'm poisonous, stay away. They don't have to worry about being camouflaged into things because they're so colorful. How long can a sand bass live? I'm assuming that the sand bass is a white bass. That's a term used by fishermen for white bass. And they normally would live around 4 to 5 years would be my guess. All right? Would you hold that? So we've covered our habitats, riffle, run, and pool. So the next time that you go out to your river, you can see that you'll be able to tell and know what your habitat are in. Now we're going to learn a little bit more about some of the things that can happen to our rivers.